All right now it is time for Appraise This with the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys. You can find them on the web, tqag.com. And you'll find them right here live on a Tuesday morning. And I think we have both the Frickster and the Frackster in the mix this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. Here's Tim. Where's Greg?
I'm here. Hang on.
You sound like you're in a deep muffle.
Underwater.
That's right. I think.
Is that better?
There you go. Oh, much better. You're much better.
You snorkel out of your mouth.
That's right. I've got a line, but I won't use it because it's too early in the morning.
It's morning.
Well, good morning, both of you. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. So what's doing in your neck of the woods?
It was 40 degrees this morning at my house. 40. And means I had turned the furnace off, so I had to turn it back on because it was like 52 in my house.
It's June.
June 4th. Yes, I know. You don't have to remind me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been warm. I just got back from Mobile, Alabama, which Alabama.
Bless your heart.
Yes, stop. I was there for the Alabama Auctioneers Association. And actually, Alabama's one of those states on my list of about 6 or 7 states that I haven't been to. So I was excited to go there. But because of where it is, it was so warm. I mean, we were right near the bay and also then the Gulf. And it was really just, we're having the unseasonably warm. You guys are having, really unseasonably cold for this time of year. So weird weather.
Are the 7 states that you haven't been to?
Well, I haven't been to the Dakotas. I haven't been to Alaska, Oklahoma. Those are the ones kind of in the middle. And then up top, New England, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire.
Well, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire are okay, but I would advise you to stay away from the Dakotas.
I know.
I would advise you not to go back to Alabama.
I wasn't going to go there, Marshall, but you did.
I would advise you not to go back to Alabama anymore.
The southern part wasn't bad.
Because
it's very touristy.
You get in and out of Alabama with your life, and they find out that you're from Florida, the east coast of Florida. Oh. You're playing craps right there.
I said that very proudly, and just was, but it's also in the southern part. It's very touristy and it's very, very much very transient because they have a lot of people from all over. There are a lot of people, and actually, my drive to the airport, they said that a lot of people are coming in. They said it used to be a lot of people were coming in from New York and Connecticut. And Pennsylvania, and in that area, they said now it's a lot of people are coming in from California. So you really want to see them rock their world? That's like, wow. Okay, but where I was, it wasn't too bad. It's just the lack of cell service, and because we're by the water too, it wasn't really anything more. But it was a good conference. It was good. To get together with some of the auctioneers that I do work with a lot, and then some that I just met, and it was a good educational opportunity, and look forward to that. And and then next week I'll be talking to you from Wheeling, West Virginia, where I will be there with the International Society of Appraisers. We're doing a connoisseurship class with the museum, in conjunction with the museum, where I think we have 12 students, 11 students, where they're going to get an opportunity to go behind the velvet ropes, as it were. We're going to go into the collection of the museum, hands-on, going through American furniture periods, talking about the furniture, how to tell if this is of the period or if it's a revival, from the 20th century or the early 20th century, late 19th century, and some of the glasswork and some of the porcelains that they have. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's a 3-day class, so I will then I will be home for a little bit. It's been just a little bit of a crazy ride.
We're both, and I'm looking forward to this year because it's probably going to be my last conference. We're going in July. We're going to New Orleans for the NAA annual conference and show. So that'll be that. That's always a fun thing to do, and I'm looking forward to that because it's also in New Orleans, so
it
should be a lot of fun.
That's a good thing. But in the news, we wanted to share that there were a lot of things that were found in either attics or drawers that turned out to be a lot of money. I found this story that there was an ancient chess piece. Do you know how old the game of chess is?
Okay, medieval times.
It's about 1500 years old, and it's based on a game that came from India, which was based on a game that came from China. So it has a lot of history and a lot of age to it. But this particular little chess piece, they think, was made in Norway and then was part of this chess set that was in Scotland. And it's a famous set from Scotland that in finding it, there's only, I think it says that this piece, it was made in Norway and somewhere around 1150 to 1200 AD. And to date, 93 pieces have been discovered, enough for 4 sets and 5 pieces with 1 missing knight and 4 warders, which were the early versions of the rook. And it's part of the Lewis Chessmen. And all of these pieces are in museums, but this particular piece was found because in 1964, the family have records that I think it was the father who was an antiques dealer, bought this from another antiques dealer, passed it down to his mother, and she's held on to it it's been in a drawer basically for 55 years. And they took it to Sotheby's in London and said, it looks like this carved walrus tusk chessman or something. So they had no idea, but once they saw it and they did the dating, they know that it is this, it's from this chess particular set and collection, and it's expected to bring $1.3 million. So I'm going to see if I can go on Sotheby's and find out more information about this and see when the sale is going to take place. But, these interesting little finds that have these historic backgrounds are pretty cool.
Well, and now the one that I found was, it was a Caravaggio painting that was found in an attic. And it's expected to bring over $170 million at auction. Now, of course, the very first thing that everybody's going to say, and this is the very first thing that ran across my mind as well, what was it doing in an attic all this time? And is that it, when you read the article, did you ever see Amazon Prime, there's a show called Sneaky Pete?
Yep.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so this year, one of the heists or one of the scams or the cons is they have a woman who is a forger, and she forged paintings for one of the heists. And so the very first words out of my mouth to Tim when I saw this article, I sent it to him, all I said was Sneaky Pete, because the person who found it, it's like that, oh, well, this was found in a chest in an attic and nobody's been up there for hundreds of millions of years. And, they were all of the lore that comes along with it. So if it turns out to be a real thing, if it turns out to be the real thing, this could be quite an amazing find. So this is a stay tuned. We'll see what happens.
Okay, I better understand this. For a second there, I thought you were saying she was a forager, and I was wondering, what was she?
Forager.
She forged for paintings in the woods.
Yes.
But see, and part of what this season of Sneaky Pete is that it is these rare finds being sold on to billionaires or to people who are looking to add these to their collections, and they have more ego than sense to think, oh wait, let's get this more authenticated and all of this. But then they go through this whole thing. It was fascinating because this season with Sneaky Pete, it was wine. They were forging wine and paintings. So it was interesting.
There's a sucker. Yeah, there's a sucker born every minute.
I just want to just say one thing about Amazon Prime. At first I was a little hesitant about getting it, 'cause I didn't think we would watch much on it, but, now that you can watch the entire season when they release them. So you can watch one or you can watch all 10, which we have a tendency to watch a season in 2 days because
we
can't stop watching.
Well, I just watched the whole season, the second season of David Letterman's show on Netflix. My next guest is. If I find a series now that I like, unfortunately, I try to watch it. If it's like an eight or a 10 season series season, I tend to watch it in 2 or 3 days. Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
But Tim, you're never home long enough to sit there and watch for 2 or 3 days.
Well, no, I know, and then it's like, oh my gosh, but it's
And that's hard. That's really hard because I will be able to watch it, but I can't talk about it until he's seen it. It's just driving me crazy when he travels like this because I want to talk about it.
But the good thing with Amazon Prime is that you can also download it, and I can watch it on the plane. So that does make it. That's good with HBO, or if they're new ones, you can't do that. So that's a little more.
Amazon Prime is great. I think Amazon Prime has saved me ever since the elections because I can't watch regular TV. So I just watch tons of stuff that are on Netflix, Amazon Prime, and
All the different streaming services, which is interesting. And what I also find interesting, like the whole treatment with what they were doing with Sneaky Pete, they also bring in an auction company for the wine and what they go through and how the wining and dining, we've got it. It really was well thought out. I thought it was really well thought out from being in the auction business and watching and seeing and what goes on. Because I've heard stories that a lot of this stuff does go on, and as you said, there is a sucker born every minute. And it is just like, oh boy, and then I totally understand when we are dealing with people when they are at first distrustful because they just want to make sure that they're dealing with somebody who's credible and that knows what goes on. So it just is interesting insight.
So when's your trip to West Virginia again?
I leave Saturday. I leave Saturday, so I'll be there Saturday through Thursday.
Well, I have this for you here. Let's see here.
Oh, there we go.
I'll give you a little traveling music there.
Thank you. Hey guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, so will we speak to you next week or just?
Yes, I should be in Wi-Fi. So yeah, I will make every effort, and we may have a special guest.
All right.
One of the students. So we'll see.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you guys next week.
Hey, okay, have a great week.
Take care, guys.
Have a good week, Marshall. Bye. Take care, buddy.
Tim Luke, Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. West Virginia.